I've been following the river, trying to find the sun. Because we belong together, you're the only one.
We're back. Are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Well, you're in the right place. It's time to get to the business of living. Welcome back to the Business of Living podcast, where life is too short to be average. We will not be held back by fear. We will not sit on our hands and wait for opportunities to come our way. We happen to this world. We don't let life happen to us. It's time to wake up. It's time to get out of that rut you're in. It's time to start living life. Don't wait till tomorrow. You have the opportunity today to go for it, to use your gifts, your talents, and your experiences to live. Today, you don't have to wait until you have more money. You don't have to wait until you have the right spouse or the right weather or the right economy. Don't wait for any of that. The power to take action rests in your hands. You can take a step today. You can be courageous enough to face your fear. You don't have to settle for a mediocre life. You can take a step toward being fully alive today. Okay, I think you get the picture. Let's get into detail. Today, Junior. Having a little trouble getting rolling here. Thank you for your patience. All right, let's get into today's topic. Sometimes we get so stuck in the day-to-day that we forget to zoom out and take a look at our lives from a different angle. And when you get stuck in the day-to-day, what happens is you start to think about what you didn't get done or what you haven't accomplished and how far away you are from your final destination, that you forget to look at how far you've come. You know, if you're like me, it feels like things are taking way too long. Will you ever accomplish what you set out to accomplish? Will you ever have the business you hope for? Will you ever get the job or career that you hope for? Will you ever get to live in that place that you've always wanted to live? Will you ever get to that place where you don't have to work, you get to work? Just the other day, I saw a video from Steve Harvey. You may like him, may not like him, but he's the guy that hosts Family Feud, among many other things. A guy that has some wisdom. And he shared a video explaining this concept that so many people are focused on becoming millionaires that they haven't appreciated how far they have come. Like, what about looking back to that first $10,000 you made in your career? What about your first $50,000? What about that time you reached six figures? The amount of work that had to happen, the amount of growth that had to happen for you to get to the point you are today. How much time have you spent being grateful for that journey? And how much has happened? Man, isn't it easy to get lost in the day-to-day and the things that you have to do and everything that's on your plate and what you haven't accomplished that we forget to stop and say, wow, I didn't know anything when I was first starting out. I had no direction. I had no clue. And now I'm in a much better place today. I've learned a ton. I'm continuing to grow. Without that introspection, without creating that space to let those feelings of gratitude fully sink into your bones, you might not be ready for the next level of success. After I listened to that video, I started thinking about my own journey and decided to look back into my accounting software to see my progression of coaching and how that's happened over the past 10 years. I started using this software 8 years ago, so I only have a record that goes back 8 years, which is probably a good thing because those first 2 years were embarrassing. Our son had just been born in January of 2015. I had just recently closed my construction business, which was doing pretty well at the time, actually. And I went full-time into coaching. And I thought I was doing pretty well, actually, because I had a handful of decent clients at the time. And I just assumed that it was going to take off and I was going to be wealthy and be God's gift to coaching. And boy, was I wrong. About 6 months later, those handful of clients that I had, their coaching packages ended and nobody replaced them. So I had no income coming in, a newborn, recently married. I was freaking out. So there I am knocking on doors in my neighborhood asking, hey, do you guys need any handyman work done? You have any construction projects that I can do for you? Basically needing money in order to buy food for my new family. My in-laws must have thought, who in the world did we allow our daughter to marry? Anyway, it was a really humiliating time. But when I go back there in my mind, I'm like, goodness gracious, I'm just overcome with gratitude that I have the ability to support my family with what I'm doing with coaching. And that's why this is so powerful. You go back to those places where you used to be and those valleys that you survived, and you start to see how fortunate you have been. And I even looked at some of those early years of coaching. I mean, my first year of coaching on record in my software that I was talking about there, I made just over $12,000 for the year in coaching. And those are really hard years. I remember having to go back to construction and do projects and then also try to serve the few clients that I had while trying to build up my practice even more. And as I look back, I see just how much I had to grow and incrementally how those clients started to build up and I got more and more opportunities and how my income grew steadily over time. It wasn't this magic shift that happened and immediately I became successful. It was hard. It was challenging. It was step by step progressing to the point where I am today. And I'll be honest, recently, I felt like I've plateaued a little bit and have forgotten to take the time to be grateful and to remember how much I've grown and how far that I've come. And so I needed to take a step back, to zoom out and to look back over the bigger picture of my journey and appreciate the bigger story that is happening in my life. Have you ever had that happen to you where you've had your head down so long and you've been doing the same thing for a long period of time and you forget to look at the bigger picture? I know that happens to me. And sometimes what I need is a major interruption that wakes me up. I don't think I've mentioned this before, but for about 2 years, I worked full-time for my friend's tree business. And he's an awesome guy. He's owned this tree service for probably 30 years. And he has several crews and tons of equipment and a big shop. He's killing it. He's doing awesome. But when I was working for him, he was in those early stages. He first got started when there was a big storm and he grabbed a wooden ladder, an electric chainsaw, and went around the neighborhood knocking on doors, offering to help clean up some of what the storm had caused. That's where he started. So he's come an incredibly long way. And I have a lot of respect for how hard he works and what he has accomplished in his business. Actually, I want to interview him on the podcast if I can get him away from his work long enough to do that. So anyway, we're hanging out one day and he mentions that he has a contract with the thruway to clear the thruway and he doesn't have enough guys to go tackle that project. So he asked me if I want to come with him to do it, just us two. And now normally I would dismiss that right away. I have a full coaching schedule. I have Airbnbs that I'm running. I have the family. I have a lot going on. But something in me said, man, I need this. I need to go back and feel what it's like to work a labor job, to have my world, my routine totally turned upside down so I can gain some perspective. And so I checked with my wife and she agreed. She said, you've been sitting up in that office too much and you need to be around more people. You need to be more physical. You need to be outside. I'm like, you're right. I need to do that. I need to say yes to this opportunity. So I called Jeff up and I said, I'm in. He said, great. Pack a lunch. We'll be on the highway for about 12 hours a day. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. Honestly, I didn't know what to expect. I knew it would be on the side of a highway where there'd be 18-wheelers flying by at 70 miles an hour. And we had to cut down enormous trees and drag brush around and chip them and cut them and rope them. I knew it was going to be challenging work, both physically, mentally, and I knew my body hadn't done that kind of work, at least for long periods of time, on a day-to-day basis, for a long time. So I was a little nervous. I was a little nervous if I was going to survive this, to be honest. But I knew that I needed to be out of my comfort zone and that it would bring me a whole lot of perspective. Just a little bit about Jeff. He's one of the hardest workers I know. He's willing to tackle anything and do whatever it takes to get the job done. And I've always appreciated that about him. I love hard work myself, and I almost see it as a competition, as a way to push each other physically when we're working together. Like, if he tells me I can't pick up that log, I'm going to pick that log up and do whatever it takes. Jeff and I together that's a special dynamic. We have been great friends since third grade. And there's a lot of stories there that I probably shouldn't share here. Maybe I will someday. But anyway, we have a very unique dynamic when we're together. And 90% of the time, it's hilarious. And if somebody recorded what was happening, I think it would be a pretty popular TV show. So there we are on day one. And this is man's work. Not that a woman couldn't do it, but you have to be a special type of person to be able to do tree work. Everybody knows somebody that's cut themselves with a chainsaw. And so you have chainsaws, you have big equipment, you have skid steers with grapples on them, you have big trucks, you have chippers that can chip entire trees, you have trees falling, you have trees potentially hanging over in the wrong direction that have to fall the opposite direction. So you're taking all the dangers of tree work and you're putting it on the side of a major thruway in New York State where you have trucks and cars regularly whipping by at 80 miles an hour. So your head has to be on a swivel. You have to be dialed in and paying attention to what's going on or someone can get hurt. And so I'm thrown back into this, and it had been, 15 years since I've done this. And so it's not like riding a bike. There's a lot of little details to remember. You have to be dialed in. You have to be clear-headed. And so you don't want to make any mistakes when all this is going on. And you know what I felt? Inadequate, unprepared, not proficient or competent. And that's a great place to be. Being in that place of curiosity and having a willingness to learn and not having it all together. I feel like that's the time when you soak up the most knowledge, where you grow the most. So I'm thrown into the fire. And Jeff's the type of guy that will just give you as much as you want to handle. Hey, you want to cut down that tree? Go over there and notch it and send it. You want to hop in the skid steer and grab that and push that tree over while I cut? Do it. So he's not limiting me or holding me back. He's actually throwing me in wherever I feel confident enough to step in and help. So that's also a pretty unique situation to feel the full weight of what you're doing, except failure is not, I didn't get the business in this situation. Failure is somebody died or somebody else on the highway driving by gets killed because a tree lands in the middle of the highway. So this was not just physical exhaustion. It's mental exhaustion too, because you have to be consistently dialed into what's happening, head on a swivel, make sure everything's going well, it's going to happen safely, Make sure that there's a break in the traffic in case something goes wrong and the tree falls the wrong way. At least it won't land on a vehicle. So there's a lot to think about and a lot to do physically too. So by the end of the first day, I came home and I'm almost lifting my own legs to get off the stairs into my house. And that's not a joke at all. That's how exhausted I was. And then we did it all over again. It was awesome. Another thing Jeff told me is that he came up with a policy early on in his business to eliminate any issues when it comes to weather. He said there's no bad weather, there's just bad gear. And that's the philosophy he uses. So if it's pouring rain, it doesn't mean you don't work. It just means that you adjust your gear so you can work in the pouring rain. And guess what? One of the days, it was pouring rain all day long. And on this particular stretch of the highway, there was no access to the side of the highway from the highway because there was a guardrail and a pretty large hill going off to the side. So we had to grab our gear and walk for a substantial amount of time with all our gear to get to the trees that we needed to take down. It was cold. I was soaked through all layers of my clothing. And we're carrying this enormous pack, holding up our chainsaws, our shoulders are burning. And then we arrive at this enormous 100-foot cottonwood tree that if it fell on the road, it would probably go across two lanes. And there we are, figuring out a plan on how to get that cottonwood cut down safely so it wouldn't be a hazard to the highway. I took a video of Jeff cutting down this tree. It was huge. And when it hit the ground, I felt the entire ground shake like it was an earthquake. And then the tree went flying back up into the air and broke into a thousand pieces. It was spectacular. And another thing about tree work is, so you have all that going on, and then because it's such a violent sort of industry, stuff breaks all the time. Like machines break. If you try to put an entire tree into a chipper, can you imagine the amount of force and everything that has to happen? Stuff breaks. And so you have to be ready to fix things and make things work and adjust and adapt to make everything work somewhat smoothly. So you're just all in. You're all in mentally, you're all in physically, and it was 7 days of battle. And I came away with such gratitude. Gratitude and appreciation for, first of all, what Jeff does and what a lot of people do on a daily basis. Strong men who have grit, who show up every day and figure it out to make this world work. Ton of gratitude for people who do that on a daily basis. And gratitude for the opportunity for me to feel that and to be a part of that was awesome. I just have appreciation. And it made me want to work harder with what I do. It made me want to be even more intentional about furthering the mission that I am after as well. And so even right now, this whole week, I was exhausted. We worked sometimes 13 hours. And I'm just in a seat of gratefulness right now. Gratefulness for what's possible, what I'm capable of, what a lot of people are doing on a daily basis. And it's brought more clarity to what I want to apply myself to in this next season of life. So I realize that not everybody has the opportunity to work yourself ragged on a tree service so you can find some clarity or clear your head. That's not everybody's method. I get that. But what is that for you? Has your head been down in the same direction for so long that you've lost perspective, that you've lost that bigger picture view of your life and why you're here and what you're supposed to be about? How can you get a hold of that? Do you need to shift gears for even a couple days to clear your head? Do you need to get away from that daily grind? Can you get away for a half a day and journal and reflect on your journey and how far you've come and where you want to go moving forward? Guys, we have to make time for this, or else we're just drifting. We're just being tossed around by the waves of life. We have to be intentional about where we're going. And part of that process means looking back and seeing the bigger picture of your life. So I'm talking to you. What have you quickly moved past or shoved aside that you have been through or that you have accomplished because you're thinking too much about what you haven't done or where you haven't arrived at? I challenge you to take a look back and find some gratitude for what you've been through and what you've accomplished. Look at where you are today versus where you started. I want you to make a list of at least 5 things that you are proud of as you look back on your life in the past 20 years. Write them down. Look at them. Let the gratitude settle into your bones about how much you've accomplished and how far you've come. And share those things that you wrote down with somebody that knows you and knows your journey and cares about you, and tell them, Mike made me write these things down and I wanted to share them with you because I'm looking at the bigger picture and I'm starting to see how far that I've come. I wanted to hear what you think about that. Will you do this exercise with me? I'm taking the time to write these things down myself, and I'll be happy to share with you what I come up with. And remember, a couple years down the line, as you look at the big picture of your life again, this will be another marker where you thought, wow, I can't believe that's where I was. And because I chose to look at the bigger picture, it helped me see where I want to go with clarity. And it helped me gain the confidence that I have what it takes to continue to get better every day. And when I turn around and look back again, I'm only going to be filled with gratitude once again. Well, I'm grateful for you, for listening, for being on this journey with me. This week, I'm going down to Florida with my family to spend time with my wife's family and also to meet with my dear friends and my mastermind and to learn and to get better. I am overwhelmed with gratitude, and it's not easy. I get it. But at least we're alive. At least we're living and getting better every day. We're engaged. We are seeking that clarity for the vision we have for our lives, and we're getting a little bit better every day. And that's being fully alive. Have an amazing week and get to the business of living.